It's that time of year when our calendars fill up with holiday parties and functions, including the office holiday party. Parties can be challenging for many people because you may not feel comfortable making small talk with strangers, or you may find it difficult to talk about non-work-related topics with coworkers and managers. Being a good conversationalist is really about being a good listener. Have you ever walked away from a conversation thinking, "Wow, she was really interesting"? If so, chances are that person showed a lot of interest in you. I'm often asked in my corporate and individual trainings how to start a conversation. To initiate a dialogue, you can ask someone how they know the host, or if this is the first time they've been to the event. You can comment on the food or the event space. If it's someone you know about but haven't met, introduce yourself and say something like, "I've heard a lot about you, and I'm glad to be able to finally meet you. I understand you're a marathon runner. What was your latest marathon?" You can begin a conversation with a sincere compliment. Stick to commenting on things that aren't too personal, like someone's jewelry, tie, shoes, or maybe their blazer. Do stay away from complimenting someone's physical attributes. That could get you into trouble. I actually wrote a blog post about something along these lines, and it's a true story titled, "Why She Slapped Him." At the office holiday party, avoid talking about work, which can be hard when you don't know someone well. But the company holiday function is a social event, so be social. You could ask something as simple as, "So Bob, when you aren't doing marketing for the company, how do you like to spend your time?" Once you've started talking, the next step is to show true interest in what the person is saying. This can be harder than it sounds, especially if the person talks about subjects that are of no interest to you. However, stick with it by asking good questions like, "What made you decide to get into engineering?" or "What do you love most about your job?" Stay away from the obvious taboo topics: religion, politics, and gossip. The first two are too controversial and can kill a conversation faster than Kim Kardashian's request for a divorce. Gossiping is just rude and makes you seem petty and untrustworthy. When you're listening to someone, make good eye contact, which both shows you are interested and conveys confidence. Avoid scanning the room. It's very discourteous and can give someone the impression you aren't interested in them. While you may not be terribly engrossed in what someone is saying, the premise of etiquette is to put others at ease, so stay focused on that person while you are talking to them. When you are ready to end the conversation, you must be gracious and clear. There are two parts to a conversation ender. The first is the reason for ending the conversation, such as you want to freshen your drink, you don't want to keep the person from mingling, you saw someone else you want to talk to, or you want to introduce your conversation partner to another person. The second part is the gracious close. This is where you say something like, "It's been nice talking to you, and I hope to see you again," or "I've enjoyed talking to you, enjoy your trip to France," etc. You want the person to walk away feeling good about the conversation. Remember, conversation is all about showing interest in the other person. Dale Carnegie said, "You can make more friends in 2 months by becoming more interested in other people than you can in 2 years by trying to get other people interested in you." And he was right. Happy mingling. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.